Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Enough of that. We got to cut the intro song short today. We got a lot of ground to cover. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, September the 1st. Starting a new month, September the 1st. So we want to start it off with a boom and a bang. As always, my brother. As always, my sisters, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I don't want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're talking about the smoking gun, death or destiny. Which one you got, brothers? Which one you got, sisters? What are you doing? Are you going to die, be a part of the what we call clinically dead? You got a pulse, heart still pumping, but you are clinically dead. Or you going to fulfill your destiny? Which one you got? Today, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand, and understand how. Notice the emphasis on the word stand. We standing. All three of them, we're standing. Whether we're over, under, or inner, we are still standing. And so it's important, my brothers and sisters, that as we talk about today's topic, we are talking about how to find, how to write, and how to live your own life story. Everybody is fulfilling somebody else's dream. Let me make sure you overstand what I'm saying. You don't want to understand or understand on this one. You want to overstand. So when we talk about fulfilling the destinies, my anointed brother, talking about understanding this one principle. If you refuse to deploy yourself by law, spiritual law, you must be employed by somebody else. Let's overstand. This is important. If you refuse to be deployed by somebody else, you will be employed by somebody else. If you refuse to be deployed by yourself, you will be employed by someone else. Now, like I said when I started today's show, this is critical because you are going to be dead or you're going to have destiny. Now, everybody thinks that because of the fact that you're walking around and you got a pulse, that means that you're alive. And sorry to disappoint. That's why I skipped the intro song today. I want to spend the whole time. We don't need no intro song today. This is deep right here because most people I know are clinically dead. Now, you got a pulse, you breathing, and you sucking up God's good green, God's good air, and you taking up space upon God's great earth, but you're dead. The reason that you're dead is because you ain't got no life. You have no existence. You have no being. How do I know? I spent 50 years where you at, 50. Let me make sure you understand. I'd rather die right now. Need to hold on a minute and make sure. Okay, nothing happened. Okay, whew, that was close. I'd rather die right now instead of live my life outside of my destiny. So, clinically, you are a clinical dead. They call it clinical depression. I call it clinical death. So, clinical death, again, is characterized by the absence of vital function. That is the result of inspiration, clinically dead. So there's a lot of people that are clinically dead. They're not, you're not biologically dead yet, but you're clinically dead. And since you are clinically dead, you lack human experiences. So clinically dead humans are people who gave up on their spirit, and their humanity overrode their spirituality. So you're clinically dead. You're still breathing. Yeah, you still got a pulse. Your heart, you know, but you're clinically dead. Because clinically to me means celestially. So you are celestially dead, but you are terrestrially alive. Why are you celestially dead? The reason that you are dead, according to my terms and my definitions, is because of a lack of purpose. It's not because you don't have your purpose. Everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics group, they have purpose. They know it. They've done their Dear Kinnear report. We have our life optimization, so we know what number we need, to fulfill each group, but something else is missing. Now, we've been doing these series, you know, we've been talking about a lot of great shiznits, but still something is missing. That something that's missing is right now you are in a decision. Let me tell you where you're at. This is what I did. So I needed money. I had a choice to make. And this happens, it's crazy. If I wasn't living it with you, I couldn't teach it to you. Let me say that again. If I wasn't living it with you, I could not teach it to you. Let me say that one more time. A lot of y'all following folks that ain't living your dream, and they're not living your life. So you go out and you following somebody that's not living. They're not where you at. I'm living where you at. So yesterday I did the show on how to find your financial, your spiritual, your physical, and your relationship plan for your life. And we broke it down. Previous to that, we talked about that God doesn't recognize your voice; He only recognizes your heart. Previous to that, we talked about the big picture, the Ouroboros, the infinity sign, which is the number 8. On its side, which is a continual motion of reincarnation. So you keep reincarnating the same bullshit that you've been doing your entire life. You like a dog chasing his tail. I'm like a dog chasing his tail, not you. Just running around in circles, that's a sine wave. So my life is cyclical. So every year, September, I crash and burn. Every freaking year, except the last 3 years. Guess what's going to happen this year? I ain't beep and burning this year. Like I didn't beep, burn last year, and just like beep, I didn't burn a year before that. So I'm an angry little dude right now because I'm watching you burn, because you are in a cyclical. You are the Ouroboros. You are a snake eating its own tail. You are caught up in the infinity. You're caught up in the matrix. You're caught up in this system, and you keep repeating yourself because of what? Because you got to make a decision today: go to work or fulfill my destiny. You see, if you refuse to deploy yourself by law, you must be employed by somebody else. Let me say that again. Now, you are in a pickle. I'm in a pickle. Every day I wake up, I got to produce or I don't. They come pick up my car. They turn off my lights. My daughter don't eat. It's produce or basically die. Every day I wake up. I woke up this morning, I made a decision. Let me see, death or destiny. Let's see. This is what I do every day. I woke up. Okay, Father, I choose destiny. So get on the computer, Negro. Start typing. Start emailing somebody. Go on Facebook. Make some posts. Otherwise, go get a job. Every freaking day, that's the decision I make. Now, from the age of 0 to 50, I always chose job. That's why I had 50. Well, I stopped counting. And you guys know the story. Just 30 days ago, I went and got a job. I went, I checked in, I worked 4 hours. I turned in my stuff, and I told them, hasta la vista, baby. And I came home and got my dark behind on the computer and started making money. So probably next week, maybe next month, I'll have another stupid attack. Look how crazy it is. So, man, brothers and sisters, This is a daily. This is a hourly. This is a minutely. This is a secondly. This is a microsecond. Every second of every day, you got to make the choice, death or destiny, every day, all day, 24-7, 365. So you might as well get used to it. You might as well get comfortable with it, because if you don't, you're going to go get a job. And you cannot fulfill your destiny and work a job. Now, am I telling you to quit your job? Absolutely not. I'm telling you to get two, three, or four jobs, because if you're going to work, you might as well work. But when you get tired, you're going to wake up. One day you're going to wake up and you say, you're going to say this. One day. It's not today. Because you can't fake it. See, the universe knows when you're faking. Because, see, I faked it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to fulfill my destiny, man. But subconsciously, I was full of fear. Because remember, God don't give a rip what you say. Neither does the devil. Neither one of them care about what you say. They are both vibrational beings. So you send out your vibrational order. If it's negative, the devil shows up. And he says, come on, homie, let me help you cross the street so you can get run over by this Mack truck. Now, if you say vibrationally that you, now if you choose death, the devil shows up and he help you die. If you choose destiny, Michael shows up, Gabriel shows up, and they help you live every day. Every day the angels are sitting there, they're waiting, and they're betting. Man, I can just see the angels, man, because the Bible says that God has sent his angels to encamp around about us, to assist us. God has made our enemy our footstool, but they can't violate our free will. So the angels have to wait for you to give them the order to carry out your destiny. They are here to assist you. So they're sitting there, they're waiting. They say, okay, what's this fool going to do today? Look at Brother Zach. Let's see what Brother Zach going to do today. Okay, let's see. Okay, he looks a little peppy, but is he real or is he fake? I don't know. I think he's trying to sell himself. He's trying to convince himself that this is that, you know, he the man. I don't think he thinks he's the man. So the devil and Michael are taking bets. Mike say, hey, man. He gonna do it. He's choosing destiny today. The devil is like that Negro playing church. He ain't ready. He gonna choose death. And then you wake up and then your thoughts, this is how you choose. The thought coming to your brain. I'm scared, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I gotta do something. Hold on. I'm gonna get a job. And then you run. You call Susie Q. Y'all hiring? Yeah, we hiring. We need some garbage disposal, or we need this, that, and the other. And you go out there and you got your job. But you hate that job, but you go because you're freaking scared. How do I know? What do you think I do? This morning I woke up and I said, oh, man, oof, if I don't do something today, man, it's not looking good. Got more bills than money. And then I look back and I'm like, hold up, time out. Now, this is what I do. This is crazy, man. I got to let y'all in. Like I'm saying, I'm sharing all my secrets. I'm pulling all the stuff out. Because I need to be transparent with y'all. I need to make sure that y'all understand. You can't teach nothing that you yourself are not living. Y'all are following people that are not living your life. Stop doing that. So you're following some guru, man. That guru is sitting on the Bahamas sending you that email, sipping pina colada. He ain't got no fear in his heart. You do. I do. I look up and I say, okay, I have to produce more than I consume. I have to, because right now my consumption, I can't get rid of my consumptions. So let me see, can I get rid of my car? Yeah, I could, but then I got to take public transportation. Yeah, too hot in Texas, so I'm not going to do that. Okay, what else can I get rid of? Okay, turn off my lights, can't do that. Okay, get rid of the wife, can't do that. What else can I get rid of? Stop or no? Everything, all my bills I need. So that means I got to produce more. But guess what the secret to life is? God sends those problems in your life because God knows you have the ability and the capacity to produce more. He wants you to produce more. He's going to help you to produce more. You got to make a decision to produce more. How do you do that? By choosing destiny. Stop choosing death. Now, death looks good. Death looks just like destiny, but it's not, because death always fulfills somebody else's dream. Destiny fulfills God's. So last time I checked, every time I went to a job, I was working for blank. Today I'm sitting here doing the show, and I'm working for Willie E. That's me, by the way. Me and God, I'm a co-producer. God is a producer. I'm his partner. We in business together. So you better make that decision today, brothers and sisters, because right now, and again, if you know you ain't ready, there's nothing wrong, because people think I'm saying, no, don't get no job. How can a man that has 53 freaking jobs for over 50 years I've worked, a And every time I worked, I always had two or three jobs. Y'all think I'm, I mean, do you really think I'm insensitive to your plight? Do you really think I don't know where you are at? Do you really think I don't know the feeling? I came home, oh man, y'all know the story. Now, this happened 5 times. I should bring my ex-wife on here and let her tell you the story. She can tell it very vividly. Y'all would like my ex-wife. Yeah. Y'all think I can talk. Oh, man, she knows all my flaws. She knows every man. I love sometimes. Sometimes she just call me and just tell me, yeah, you remember that time when they came and they repoed the car, they foreclosed on the house, and all my medals and stuff were sitting out there in the street, and it started raining, and then people, you remember that? I remember that. That's when my high school, that's why I ain't got my high school diploma. Right now, you start already beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I'll just let y'all talk to my ex-wife. She'll break it down for you. Y'all think I'm blowing smoke? Man, I've been evicted. I slept just a year ago, not even that long ago. I was homeless. I was sleeping in my car, thankfully I still had a car, going to LA Fitness, taking a shower in the morning, do my workout, go back to my car, drive around looking for jobs, went down and applied. Thankfully, they had the veteran program for homeless vets. I qualified for that, and they hooked up. They paid for me to get blah, blah, blah. This is while I was doing shows. This is why I was selling books. This is why I'm Master Teacher 33. This is why I'm the guru of gurus. And I'm freaking homeless. How was I homeless? Because of poor choices and poor decisions that I made. I woke up and I decided to choose death instead of destiny. So the devil says, man, I'm your boy. You want to die? I will help you quick. The devil will help you die quick, brothers. Trust me, he's waiting. He right there. By the side, he's standing right next to you right now. He's just waiting to you. Give me the go. Give me the go. Just please, please. The devil is waiting for you to say, oh, man, I can't do this, man. I don't know, man. He's waiting for you to say this one word. I quit. And they just, them fools start shouting, yes, we got another one. He called, the devil called all of his imps. You know, and it's funny because when you're a big wig, the devil gets the littlest mojo, the littlest imp to take you out. Because why? He got to build up the imps. He got to build up the. He got to build the imp up, so that way the imp could one day could, you know, to grow up to be a big demon. So he gets a little imp. He gets a little mojo. He gets a little gin. And they take out. They take you out. That's what the devil. That's what he's waiting on. So are you going to allow the enemy to take you out like that? So I'm begging. I'm asking, and I'm pleading. Don't choose death. Now, how do you choose death? With your thoughts. I posted the thing on my Facebook page a little earlier today. Although I joke around, and I'm saying this, you know, there is what I did the show on August the 26th and August the 25th. Anyone don't have it, please email me. It's available on Blog Talk. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/MasterTeacher33. That's my Blog Talk channel. Click on the link that says Mind Travel, Mental Telepathy, and Christ Consciousness. That is a two shows that I just did that talks about what I'm sharing right now. What am I sharing right now? What I am sharing with you, brothers and sisters, is simply the understanding of how you choose death and how you choose destiny. How do you write your life story? How do you write it? Mind travel. Many shall run to and fro. Knowledge shall increase. We are living that now. When Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, when he wrote it, Daniel said, God told Daniel, Daniel, roll up the seal. Roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go there, here and there, and knowledge will increase. We are not waiting. We are living that right now. So right now, you're running to and fro. You're going, one day you choose death. Next day you choose your destiny. How do you do it? Not with your words. How do you choose it? Not with your actions. How do you choose it? So you have a thought that says, I got a lot of bills. I need to pay those bills. And so with your thoughts, you say, I can go do this or I can go do that to generate money because I need to do something. But the something that you should be doing should be production-oriented. It should be purpose-based. You should find your purpose, your destiny. You should find your life optimization tool. You should avoid the distractions. You should live your truth. You should walk your path. You should use focus, discipline, and order. You should change your path only to adjust to your path. You should never get off your path. You should forget the past. You should forget every job you've ever had. You should never, ever go back. You should burn every safety net. You should burn your avenue of retreat. You should burn every other option that you got except one. That's what I've done. I can't do nothing else. If I don't succeed, I will be clinically dead. So the day I woke up and I said, I am going to – now, let me make sure you understand how the system works. The system doesn't work until you say this. Until then, the universe waits. Nothing happens until you make up your mind. Now, you may not believe me, but I am telling you, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, with 50-plus years of experience, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of every person listening to the sound of my voice. Father, let this rhema word resonate in their heart, not in their head. The universe only responds. How do you mold matter? Matter is moldable. It responds to a made-up mind. This is all inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. The universe only responds to your vibration or your thoughts, but they must be inner. They must be on a heart chakra level, not a head level. So the universe responds to your subconscious thoughts, not your conscious thoughts. So while I'm talking right now, that means nothing. What are you thinking about while I'm talking? Right now I'm talking about all this great stuff. Somebody's thinking about, man, I'm hungry. What are we going to eat for lunch? So the universe is responding to that. You're not going to get what I'm saying. You're going to get lunch. While I'm talking right now, somebody's worried about their son who's sick or their daughter that's sick. So what I'm saying, you ain't going to get it. What you're going to get is the universe is going to send your caring and your compassion to your son or to your daughter. You only get what you think about while you're thinking. You only get what you think about while you are dreaming. You don't get your dream. You don't get your thoughts. You get what you're thinking about while you're thinking. You get your subconscious thoughts. So I only deal with subconscious stuff. That's called metaphysics. Meta means before. Physics means be physical. So before the thoughts become manifested in the conscious brain, I'm going to handle it. And until you get to that level, my brother, until you get to that level, my sister, you got to work for somebody else. So don't stop working until you know that you know that you know you understand the mental dynamics of the subconscious brain. If you don't, you will crash and burn. You're going to lose your shirt. You're going to become unemployed. You're going to be depressed. And your life will be terrible. The universe only responds to a made-up mind. Let me say that again. The universe only responds to a made-up mind. Set. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Why isn't the universe responding to your thoughts? Why? Because they're not made up. You keep telling the universe, I'm going to get a job because, you know, this, I do this. Now, I teach this stuff. I know this stuff. And every time I do this stuff, I go out and I have a $5,000 day. And then the next day, I'll have a negative $300 day. What? Just yesterday, I was on top of the mountain. I was taking on devils and demons. I was taking all comers. And then the next day, a thought comes to my head. Remember where you're from? Now, I get a call from one of my old buddies from back in the day. Hey, Will, what's up, man? Yeah, remember when we was growing up with kids, we used to go run around stealing stuff, man. I remember your daddy used to beat the snot out of you. You used to come live in my house. You remember that? Yeah, that was funny, right? Yeah, and then I was like, oh, man, that's right. Shoot, my dad treated me like I was a freaking leper. I hate that sorry mother. And then I go there, I start feeling all of those thoughts from my childhood, and guess what? I draw and I manifest all that crap from my childhood. So your job is to do exactly what the Bible says. I'm trying to help you, man, because if you don't get this, man, it's going to be hard. It's going to be it's impossible. The universe only responds to the subconscious mind. It doesn't respond to the conscious brain. So forget about the conscious brain. You better get metaphysical. Everybody tell me, metaphysics, man, that's pseudoscience. Really? Unfortunately, the universe don't think so. Don't believe me? Please read Hebrews 11:3. In fact, let's read Hebrews 11:3. Father says somebody needs to hear this. I don't know who. So follow the word. Hebrews 11:3. I will paraphrase it for you, but I want you to get it. Let's start with verse 1. Let's go. Hebrews 11:1. Very important. Now faith is the substance. Now, I don't know about you. I have a problem with that. What's my problem? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I have a problem with how I hope I got $1 million. Faith says, now, I don't know about you. I'm saying that right now, and I'm looking around. Let me see if it didn't manifest yet. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Let me check. Nope. I don't see no faith nowhere. I mean, I don't see no $1 million. But the Bible says faith is a substance. Now, I don't know about you, but the last time I checked dictionary.com, the word substance means physical objects. So the Bible says you have faith. Now, faith is acting as if. So if you do this, material things show up in your life. Faith is acting as if. So what's your destiny? Write it down as big as you can. Think, if you don't write it and it don't scare you, it ain't your destiny. You should, when you read it, you should be, oh, man, what the hell was I thinking? How the hell am I going to do that? If you don't get that response, tear that piece of paper up and throw it away. It's a waste of freaking time. So my destiny is to have an internet-based global, worldwide, where I'm doing right now and I'm getting paid buku bucks. Doing what? Talking. My life statement is what I'm doing right now, just on a bigger scale. That's it. Now I just got to scale what I'm doing. Guess what? When I started this, people laughed at me. Just say, hold up, you want to do what? So you want to make money online talking. But you better go get a job. My wife told me that. Children told me that. My brothers told me that. Everybody I know told me that. Now, my current wife, this is my ex-wife when I started. Now, my current wife, when I met her, she said, you want to do that? She said, no problem. I'll help you. I'll work extra so that way you can pursue your dream. Man, that's what I'm saying. Y'all better find somebody that believes in you that will help you create an environment for your success. So all of my success is really due to my wife, because my wife believed in me when I didn't freaking believe in myself. And she said, honey, I work two jobs so you can stay at home and pursue your dream. Y'all got one of those? If you don't, you might want to go get you one. And so what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, is Hebrews 11:1 says this, now faith is, not tomorrow. Notice it's now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's now. So right now, are you going to go get a job or are you going to pursue your destiny? What are you going to do? Okay, make a good decision now. Because why? Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that means whatever you're hoping for, faith says you got it. So I'm hoping for a worldwide ministry that's bringing in, $10,000 a month doing what? Talking, not writing books. That's just a hobby. I am a didactic teacher, period. I'm not a didactic writer. So every time I write a book, I'm wasting time. So a lot of you are doing what I'm doing. You are pursuing your hobby, and you're not pursuing your destiny. Stop doing this side action. It's like having a side chick. So writing is my side action. But teaching, what I'm doing right now, spitting knowledge into your dome, That's my destiny. I get paid to do that. And I get paid well because I do it well. Nobody on the planet is a better didactic teacher than me. I know it because I speak with authority. Because when I start speaking, I disappear. And God shows up. And God uses this vessel. So it's not me talking. It's the Father speaking through me. He's operating in me, as me, manifesting himself through me. I'm just kicking back, waiting for him to finish. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, we could talk about that for 3 days. But let's look at verse 2. Hebrews 11:2 says, "For by it the elders obtain a good report." So if you do Hebrews 11:1, you will get the same thing that the elders got. It says that the elders obtained a good report. It says in the New Living Translation that the ones of old, they earned a good reputation. Anybody want to earn a good reputation? Okay. Act as if you have your dream. So you write your life. Now, if your life story includes working for Jim Bob at the salt factory or working at the job that you at, then stay there. And never, ever have a thought of pursuing anything outside of that, because if you do, you're violating spiritual law. But if your dream, if your life, if your dear Kinnear is you are living a purpose-based business, you are deployed instead of employed, if that is your dream, every time you go to work, you're violating spiritual law. Because, again, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. So your mind is not made up because it can't be, because you're going somewhere else that is the opposite direction of your dream that you wrote, that you said that you want. So God is confused. The universe is a hundred years. Brother Will said he wanted to be a didactic teacher. He said he wanted to make, why is he going over to this job? Shouldn't he be researching his notes, getting his stuff together to prepare? Shouldn't he be doing shows? Shouldn't he be sending out emails? Shouldn't he be answering questions? Because that's what a didactic teacher does. So if you say you want to be a doctor, why in the hell are you being a mechanic? So you mean to tell me you got a job at Joe Blow's Auto Shack, but you're saying that you want to be a doctor? Now, I understand that there is a preparatory stage, but I highly recommend that you go and work for a doctor since you want to be a doctor. But don't tell me, brothers, that you want to start a business and then you're going to go work at a animal shelter. Unless you're working in the front office of that animal shelter doing the operations, even if you freaking bring in the coffee to the chief executive officer, make sure that everything you do is in the direction of your destiny. Everything. Everything. All the universe only responds. You don't want the universe to respond? Okay? Don't listen to this show. But if you want the universe, if you want results, I'm about results. I don't know about you guys. Because Hebrews 11:3 says, now this is the smoking gun. Someone please write this down. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith. How did they do it? So every morning I wake up and I say, I am going to sell books, sell shows, do Dear Kinnear reports, and make $1,000. Saying that the universe was formed by God's command. Father, test the minds of your people. I don't pray to God, I pray as God. So the universe responds to my command. Because God is in me, I have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. Where is he at? Man, y'all better stop listening to these watered-down preachers. Freaking God is not out there. He's in there. You are him. You're operating and you're vibrating as him. So the universe creates. The universe responds to your command. The universe is waiting on you. Every day the universe is sitting there saying, Sister Tammy, what are we going to do today? We're waiting on your command. The universe is waiting on you, Stellan. It's saying, Sister Ellen, what are we going to do today? We're waiting on you, on your command. Brother Zach, the universe is waiting. Brother Jasper, Brother Ron, Brother Artist, Sister Stacy, the universe is waiting on your command. The universe, every molecular structure is programmable by your command. So the universe is sitting there waiting, and you don't know what you want to do. Because one day you're telling me, I want to do this. But your actions is telling me you don't want to do this. And it is okay, but at least be honest with yourself. Because the universe is created by the command, by the subconscious command, by intention, by your vibration. So, notice what it says, Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds, more than one, were framed by the word of God. Not by God, by the word of God. I don't know if you get it. Since you are an individual expression of God, your word, the universe responds to it as if it was God. Even though you're not God, you are standing, you are an extension, you are a representative, you are an angelos, you are a messenger of God. You are an ambassador. Does the Bible, man, what does the Bible not say that you are an ambassador of Christ? Do anyone know what an ambassador does? Anybody? The ambassador represents the country in a foreign land. Does the Bible not say you are in this world, but you are not of this world? You're just a pilgrim passing through. The Bible says you are an ambassador of who? Father, touch the minds of your people. The Bible says you are an ambassador of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. I don't have time to read it. We're almost out of time. Brothers, sisters, man, y'all got to get it. 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 Man, we got to do a part two. Y'all about to do a part two on this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says that God was reconciled to the world. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting man's transgressions against them. And he committed to us the message of reconciliation. Your job is to reconcile molecules back to your dream. In other words, you give the command, molecules are mass respond, and you are reconciling. That means returning. Verse 20, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors of God, are ambassadors of Christ, as though God was making his appeal through us. Oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. The New Living Translation says it this way. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ. When we plead, come back to God. Oh, man. Oh, I feel that shouting right now. When you speak, the universe thinks it's God. And so every element on the periodic table says God is speaking. Let us reconcile. Let us form. So when I say I am, and whatever comes after that statement, the universe thinks, oh, that's God speaking. Poof, let's do this. So what are you saying with your mouth, brother? What are you saying with your mouth, sir, that should be coming from your subconscious brain? So if you are not ordering destiny, you're not going to get it. So I don't know about you. I order one thing every day, all day, didactic teaching. I don't want to do nothing else. You may have all of this other stuff you're doing. All you're doing is confusing the molecules, because the molecules is waiting for the God in you to speak, not the devil, not that scared chicken, not that person. No, when God shows up, and when God speaks to the universe, say, oh, that's God talking. We must respond. The universe, it says, it's as if God is making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Brothers and sisters, do you know who you are? I don't think y'all know. Y'all can't know. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. Y'all are just like me. I didn't know. See, now I know. So every day, man, I'm the most arrogant. I'm the most cocky. I'm the most angry. people don't like me. I don't do stupid, man. I'm sorry. I show up to places. I sit in the back. I say nothing. But trust me, I wasn't born at night. If you want to play church, if you want to do this, if you want to wait for your blessing, and you want to sing Kumbaya and all of that other bullshit, knock yourself out. Just don't invite me to that party. I don't have time. I wasted 50 years. I'm making up time. And the way that you do that, brothers and sisters, is you control your thoughts. I don't care what nobody else says. So somebody come up to you and tell you, hey, brother, so you think you're a didactic teacher? Really? I don't give a what you think. I'm controlled. I am a didactic because I said it. Well, brother, what school did you go to? Oh, well, really? Is that an accredited school, brother? Who are you again? Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but you identify to the disposition that's in the flesh and blood. So don't walk over me talking crazy, man, because I'm going to embarrass you. Not you, but that spirit in you. Because let me make sure you understand what the Bible says, because the Bible says it this way: bring every thought into captivity. Have you ever seen something taken into captivity? I have two children that had, past tense, severe epilepsy. And I watched them get taken into captivity. I watched their own body. I watched something inside. Do you know how it feels to be a father and watch something try to take your daughter? Do you understand how that freaking feels? To watch your child be taken by a foreign entity that you invited in because you was out playing freaking spinning circles and triangles on the wall. Didn't know what the hell you was doing. I stood in the gap. I still stand in the gap. The devil is a liar. Let me make sure you understand how serious this is. You freaking order the wrong thing, it will show up. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. The weapons of our warfare are not weapons of the world. The King James said it this way. But I'm sorry for yelling and screaming, but this is serious. Because it's time to stop teetering back and forth. Because why? You're confusing the universe. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So stop using carnal stuff. It says, but they are mighty through God, through you. Because you're God's ambassador. It is as if God is in you making his appeal to the universe. And he is. God is waiting for you to recognize your divinity. God is waiting for you to recognize who you are, because it is him who has made us, not we ourselves. He has called us. He has equipped us. He has justified us. He has sanctified us. So we're walking and as his extension on this earth. I am a physical representative of God on the earth, and I carry myself as royalty. And it's time, my brothers, that you act like a royal priest, a holy nation, because that's what you are. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds. That's their job that keep calling you. Because you're bigger than that. You got a mandate from the king. You're representing heaven on earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Bringing into captivity every thought. Bringing into captivity every thought. Not some of them, all of them. And making them obedient to Christ. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That's you.